This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Katree. The University of Missouri announced today that MU's campus will become 100% smoke-free earlier than planned. The smoke-free date has been moved from January 2014 to July next year. The Vice Chancellor of MU Student Affairs, Kathy Scroggs, says though the university is not the first to ban smoking, it is in the forefront of schools across the nation.
There are about 800 colleges in our country, colleges and universities, that are 100% smoke-free on campus. So we're certainly not the first, but we're not the last, because there are over 3,000 higher education institutions in the country.
Organizations like the MU Wellness Program and Student Health Center are planning support groups to help smokers through the transition into a smoke-free environment. Today, the University of Missouri hosted a lecture series sponsored by former U.S. Senator Kit Bond. The lectures brought government and industry officials together to exchange alternative energy ideas. Sustainable energy facilitator for Mizzou Advantage, Carrie Klein, believes a forum like this is beneficial to the whole community.
Well, anytime you're dealing with the complex socioeconomic problems that we have today, I think you need a very broad group of people. And the only opportunity you have to really bring those people together is a lecture like this, where we get government officials with industry people, with university people, so they can really find out what each other's doing and hopefully make the connections and establish the networks that can be used to solve the problems.
Klein, along with four other speakers, discussed issues dealing with coal energy, the current state of energy in Missouri, and the coping strategies for these problems. The Columbia Police Department began the Columbia Ceasefire Initiative on Wednesday, which compiles the names and photographs of individuals and close associates suspected of being involved with several shootings over the last 4 months. A press release by the police department states, "The idea behind the initiative is to get individuals involved directly and peripherally in these violent crimes off the streets of Columbia, and to prevent any further serious assaults or homicides. The names of these individuals are collected from known victims, witnesses, previous calls for service, police reports, Crime Stoppers tips, and other intelligence sources. The initiative is modeled after the Chicago, Illinois Police Department's Heat List. Members of a panel created to review Missouri's tax credits are leaning towards recommending that the cap on historic preservation tax credits be cut nearly in half. The incentives program is popular with developers, but Democratic Governor Jay Nixon and a group of Republican state senators say it's draining off revenues from the state budget. Tom Reeves co-chairs a subcommittee looking into historic preservation tax credits. He says he favors much of the recommendation from 2 years ago to reduce the annual cap from $140 million a year to $75 million a year.
Our recommendations were really a very thoughtful approach in how to help preserve this credit, make the credit more effective, and also provide some constraint as it relates to the budget, favoring a cap over annual authorizations.
Reeves plans to recommend the $75 million cap on historic preservation at tomorrow's full meeting of the Tax Credit Review Commission in Columbia. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Katree.